Blog Talk Radio.
Grind Hard Radio.
That's right.
The Sade Champagne Show.
Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30, we live. Celebrity guest interviews, segments on health, wellness, fashion, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and more. Sade Champagne Show.
Good evening, everyone. That was Adam Whittington with Make the World Love Again. It's Sade Champagne, and welcome to episode 8 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search the Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks to everyone for tuning in from everywhere. You guys tune in from so many different cities and states in the U.S. and also in Canada and other countries, and I just want to thank you guys so much. You can listen in every week from on Wednesdays from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific on your mobile devices at 323-693-3043 or at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I'm a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced almost 200 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power of a Dream tour. I love mentoring, coaching, myself, and using my platform to encourage and empower and bring out the gold in others. Tonight's special guests are award-winning Armenian pop star Eleni, who has performed at sold-out venues including the Nokia Theater, and her latest record, I Like to Play, is currently on ESPN, and she has worked with people and awesome entertainers like Pink, and she's performed at the American Music Awards and the MTV Latin Awards. Musical artist and performer Adam Whittington has used his talent to promote anti-bullying by touring across several states. Some of his big performances include Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 95.9 KISS FM SummerSlam 2012 with Colby Adonis, and 2013 with MKTO, Jake Miller, and Jessica Sanchez. His chart-topping music is currently featured on Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson's new movie trailer photo shoot for London's Bridge and the Three Keys, and is already in a released movie, Hello Herman. We are featuring Young Artist Award nominee Lacey Kay for the New Artist Spotlight segment. Also tonight, our brand new Living with Fearless Joy segments with castmates Rick and Melissa Wood and Motivational Moments with castmate Lisa Leibold. I have lots of speaking engagements and performances coming up. This Friday, I will be a keynote speaking and leading training workshops at Teen Voice Leadership Summit at Ventura City Hall. And also on Saturday, I'll be keynote speaking at the 13th Annual Friday Night Live Youth Conference at Pacifica High School in Oxnard. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. My Power of a Dream tour is always booking new shows and performances. Tomorrow, we will be in Tulare County at Lincoln Elementary School and Wilson Middle School. We love traveling, and if you're looking to bring Power of a Dream tour or any of our award-winning, critically acclaimed artists or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. Once again, that's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Lastly, I want to thank everyone so much who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs, and I'm going into the studio soon. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. That's GoFundMe.com/Sade Champagne Music. I'll be live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at SadeChampagne. Facebook me at Sade Champagne. Instagram me at I am Sade Champagne or hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who's already tweeting me. You guys Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, and you email me. Your support amazes me. And so I just want to thank you guys so much. We're going to get ready for our first segment of the night. Join award-winning multi-threat performer, entertainer, and motivational speaker Lisa Lewalt as she shares inspirational stories and ideas to help encourage, empower, and activate you and your dreams and aspirations. Be sure to follow her at Lisa Lewalt on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or YouTube, and hashtag motivational moments to join in the conversation.
Hey guys, it's Lisa. Welcome to Motivational Moments. So this is a little embarrassing, but the last couple months have literally been probably the busiest that I've ever been in my whole life. And the problem is that I've been using that busyness as an excuse not to love. See, I've had times in my life in the past where I've made excuses not to love. And in the past, it wasn't because of busyness. It was because maybe I was dealing with an emotional issue, or I felt life wasn't fair, or I was maybe dealing with depression or something. I felt like I needed to take care of myself first and take care of my own pain before I could have compassion on others or help other people. And it's interesting because about a week ago, I finally got some free time and I was doing a Bible study of all things. And right in the middle of the Bible study, I got a call from one of my friends who needed some help with something. And here goes Lisa, rolling her eyes and mumbling to herself about how she can't help right now because she's just too busy. She's finally found time to read her Bible, and she needs to finish so God can be proud of her, and she just has too much to do right now. And literally right in the middle of this fun mumbling session, God totally got my attention and just impressed on me the story of the Good Samaritan. You know, those first two guys that walked by the man that was dying in the street, they were running off in their busyness to do bad things. They were busy and they were off doing good things. One of them was a priest going to the temple to pray, just like me, having to do my Bible study. Now, as an outsider, we see so clearly that it isn't what God would want for us to walk by a man dying in the street so that we could go pray and fulfill some ritualistic duty. God would want us to have compassion on the people that come across our path. And yet that's exactly what I was doing. I was more concerned about fulfilling my ritual duties or just fulfilling the tasks that I thought were important, that I had completely ignored the things that God says is important, like compassion and mercy and love. It's interesting because this got me thinking about, what if God treated people the way that I was treating people? What if God treated me that way? I mean, what if every time that I went to pray, now I know I'm not omnipresent, but what if God had said to me, "Oh, Lisa again, Lisa, don't you know that I'm trying to run a universe here? I mean, I've got all this stuff to take care of right now. Can we talk about this after I've taken care of at least these three wars over here?" No. God would never do that. That would be ludicrous. Even though he's taking care of the entire universe, he still makes time for us, every single one of us individually, and every single one of our needs. I remember at an earlier point in my life where I was having one of these times where I was withholding love and compassion from other people, and at this time it was because of an emotional issue. I was sitting, once again, in a Bible class of all places, and I'll always remember the girl got up to preach on or speak on the story of John the Baptist and Jesus feeding the 5,000. And I had heard both stories many times, but I had never really heard the correlation between the two in quite the way that she put it. And because it was something I was dealing with personally in my life at that time, it really stuck with me. She pointed out that when Jesus went on the boat to be by himself before the 5,000 came, it was right immediately after John the Baptist had just been beheaded. His cousin had just been killed, and he went out on a boat to be by himself. I'm sure he was emotionally distraught about this. I'm sure he was also stressed out thinking about all the things that were about to be coming his way that weren't so pleasant. And yet when the 5,000 people showed up wanting his help and attention, he didn't say to them, "People, don't you know my cousin just died? Can't you just give me a few minutes by myself? I mean, I need my space. I need my alone time. I need my boundaries." No, he didn't do that. What he did do was feed every last one of them in a famous story that we know about a piece of bread and a fish. If we are to be imitators of our Father in heaven, we have to be imitators of the way that he loves, without boundaries, without restrictions, and without a timetable. No matter how busy life gets, never use it as an excuse to withhold your love from other people. And no matter how many problems you have, don't use that as an excuse to hide in your own shell. Because sometimes when we feel we have no love to give, it's the time that we need to love others the most. I hope you guys have a great week. Keep your eyes open for opportunities and never forget to love.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show. Next up is our new artist spotlight segment where I highlight some of my favorite rising star musical artists. These performers are well on their way to being household names if they're not already. We are featuring a dear friend of mine, the LA Music Award and Young Artist Award nominated Lacey Kay. The Italian Duchess, as she likes to call herself, is a 17-year-old recording artist, songwriter, actress, model, and philanthropist who has performed at many famous venues, including Universal City Walk, and also big events like the Special Olympics World Games K&S Rockstar and Sugar Shane Mosley's MMA event as entertainment between the matches. She is recording weekly cover songs and videos with the OC Hit Factory and super music producer Thomas Barceau. Lacey writes all of her own original music songs, and she's working on a new EP. She has worked with notable names such as five-time Grammy winner and Grammy Governors Board member Malik Youssef, Neo, Carmen, Candace Glover, Antonique Smith, and seven-time Grammy nominee Haskell Jackson. Her name has appeared alongside them in many news outlets such as Billboard and MTV. Hashtag New Artist Spotlight to join in the conversation. I'm going to bring her into the show now. Hi, Lacey. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm ecstatic to feature you as our new artist spotlight segment on the Sade Champagne Show tonight.
Me too. I'm so excited. I've been listening to some of your shows, and they're so inspirational and awesome. So I'm excited to be on here today. I'm really excited.
Oh, thank you. So what are you most proud of?
In my career or personally?
You can see either or both.
Okay. Well, professionally, I would say I'm probably most proud of my growth vocally and performance-wise. I mean, just all around, I'm really proud of my growth. I worked really hard, so to see that it's actually working feels good. And then personally, I'm also proud of my growth personally. I'm really proud that I've become a better person, and I'm better with people. I'm better with having compassion and love for them. And you know, I think I've grown a lot since the last few years for sure.
Definitely. And so, how do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
Confident. You know, I think, you know, my whole life, my parents have always inspired me as far as, like, just making me feel like, you know what, this is what you're supposed to be doing, and they've always encouraged me through that, so that's helped me a lot. But also, in my own personal journey, I think my confidence has just come from, this is what I love to do, and I'm going to do it either way. I'm going to do it whether people like it or they don't, but this is what I love to do, and I'm glad that they do like it, so that's the good part. But even if they didn't, you know, it doesn't matter. This is what I want to do. And then in an industry like this, it can be tough, but you just have to go in and remind yourself this is what you're going to do either way.
That's really good advice, like you said, that you're going to do it regardless of how people respond or not. But obviously, it's enjoyable that other people enjoy it with you. So
it does
tell
feel
us
good.
About here. It definitely does. I always tell people, like, I would do my radio show if there was only three people listening in every week and the cast. But it is a blessing to know that there's hundreds of people that are enjoying this experience and this dream come true right along with me, you know. So
right.
I'm thankful.
And, you know, I would rather have, you know, three real supporters than 100 fake ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
So
I totally agree with that.
Even though you have over 100 viewers and stuff, so they're supportive viewers. You know, they like you, so which is good.
Right. Awesome. Yeah, we've been getting hundreds of listens every week, so I'm very thankful to that. And everyone who's listening from around the world, you guys are phenomenal. So tell us about your current projects and what you're working on.
Current projects are I am working on, obviously, if you guys have been watching my YouTube channel, you see that I have covers I'm posting every week. I just recorded a new one this morning, so there's going to be a new video out either tonight or tomorrow, depending on, you know, things happen. But one or the other, it'll be out soon. And then working on a lot of stuff. I filmed a movie this last a few months ago called A Father's Love in North Carolina, which was super exciting. And I just got some stills sent to me recently, and they look awesome. So I'm super excited about that. That should be doing the festival rounds soon, but it's not even done being edited yet. So when it's done being edited, it should be doing the festival rounds. And then also a Golden Plates, the Golden Plates is, I just saw the final cut for that film, which I'm in, and it's super hilarious. I mean, it's amazing. And, it's going to be doing its festival rounds very soon, like within the next month. So, and then I'm getting ready to film a new music video, which is exciting. Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm getting ready to film a new music video. Yeah, no, I'm getting ready to film a new music video, so it should be fun. It's for Rejected.
Okay, great. Well, that's perfect, because as we wrap up your new artist spotlight feature and get ready to play one of your new original songs, Rejected, please, I'm going to have you introduce the song, but first I want you to share with people how they can follow you and stay updated with your amazing career.
Yeah, you can follow me on my social media, which is at Lacey K Official, so LACIKAY and then the word official, and then my website is the same as well, Lacey K Official, and so yeah, I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. All that jazz.
Yes. And make sure you guys subscribe to her YouTube channel as well. She has amazing video content on there, and she's always sharing with everyone her happenings, and so it's really fun. I'm going to have you, Lacey, introduce your song, Rejected, and we're going to play it on the Sade Champagne Show.
Perfect. Here we go. I'm Lacey K, and this is my song, Rejected, on the Sade Champagne Show.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'll
I had the pleasure of working with Jory C. Kenny Photography for my recent promo pics and had an absolute blast at this shoot. She is professional, creative, innovative, and knows how to bring your vision to life. She is an excellent communicator and works with precision and in a timely manner. I love the photos we took and working with her. Jory C. Kenny Photography specializes in various types of portraiture, including families and weddings. Her goal is to capture these precious moments and turn them into lifelong memories. To contact Jory about scheduling and pricing, please visit www.photosbyjory.com or email info@photosbyjory.com. Tell her that Sade Champagne sent you.
This is Tanya Chisholm from the Tan Candy Style segment, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment of the night is Living with Fearless Joy with Rick and Melissa. Join pastors, authors, and speakers Rick and Melissa Wood as they share tips and testimonies for living a life free from fear and full of joy. Hashtag Living with Fearless Joy to ask them questions and join in the conversation.
This is Rick and Melissa Wood with the Living with Fearless Joy segment, and we're very excited about talking to you guys this evening because even though our segment is called Living with Fearless Joy, we actually haven't had a chance to really talk about joy. And so that's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to talk a little bit about joy, how it affects our lives, how it affects our bodies, how it affects our minds, and how we can just walk with joy in our everyday life. You see, joy is supposed to be normal. It's supposed to be something that is not just expected in the Christian life, but in everyone's life. We're supposed to carry joy and live with joy. And a lot of people try to separate happiness and joy. And while there are some things that are very different about happiness and joy, happiness is also a part of joy. And when we're learning to live with joy and walk with joy and feel joy, happiness should accompany that. Laughter should accompany that. But joy, of course, is not just merely happiness. Joy is much more than that. And if you hear some coughing this evening, it's because Rick is getting over a cold. So he does have a little bit of coughing going on in the background, but he's able to have joy in the midst of it. So joy is not just merely happiness. It's something much more than that. Joy is actually the condition of our heart. In the Bible, when you actually see the word joy mentioned, it comes from a Greek word that means intense joy. It's actually something that we feel deeply and strongly. And so I'm going to let Rick talk a little bit about where joy actually comes from.
See, what's interesting in the Bible, the word joy, it tells us that joy actually proceeds or comes from hope. Romans 15:13 says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may be abound in hope." See, hope is often defined as the confident expectation of Jesus coming through for you. Hope is not just wishful thinking, like I hope I win the lottery. No, hope is believing that Jesus is going to come through. And when Jesus does, or Jesus is there with you in the midst of circumstances that are less than joyful, or all circumstances, when you're in those circumstances, hope, believing that he's there with you, that produces hope, and you can't help but have joy. Joy flows from that. What's interesting is in Thessalonians, it talks about putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and it says, and for a helmet, the hope of salvation. Now, salvation, we've made about heaven and hell and all this stuff, but salvation means rescue, that Jesus is here with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us, God in the flesh. He's closer than the air we breathe and nearer than our skin. And when we know that, it produces hope in us, which then gives us joy because we know that he's going to come through with us. So it's like the supernatural emotional fruit, joy is, that hope provides. So often, though, we hear wrong beliefs or lies about joy. And so when you're too happy or too hopeful or have too much joy, often, especially in church, you get criticized. There's this lie that tears and brokenness are the only appropriate response to, you know, the Holy Spirit moving, or you feeling bad about what you did, your sins or whatever, or the preacher's sermon that Sunday, you know, or the song that moves you, you have to cry. There's nothing wrong with tears, hear me. But it's not the only appropriate response in church. We've gotten more grief from people over people laughing in church than anything else, which is insane to me because Jesus, we'll talk about him in a moment, he was a pretty happy guy. So what's interesting is in the book of Nehemiah, the Israelite people had lost their law. They'd lost their book, their Torah, and they'd been buried for a generation. And all the people have been living apart from it, just kind of guessing about what to do, what's right and wrong. And they found it one day when they were restoring the temple, and they started reading it. And they started feeling like just so convicted about how they'd been living their lives and that they were not matching up to what this book was talking about. And people began to weep and rip their robes and their clothes and just ashes on their head. And Nehemiah stood up and said, "Hey, chill out. You know what? We should be happy because what was lost is now found, you know, and the joy of the Lord is our strength. Get up, wash your face off, and begin drinking and have a party because what as we have found, let's celebrate what we found again." So tears and brokenness are fine, but that is not the only response. And I would say an emotionally healthy spiritual response does include joy and laughter.
Yeah, I would say that tackling that lie and that wrong belief about joy, that tears and brokenness are somehow the only appropriate response, I love tackling that because many times I've seen people who have experienced extreme uncontrollable laughter because they are actually experiencing a healing from a trauma in their life or they've been through something really, really difficult. And when they just really get in touch with the presence of God that is with them, they find themselves overcome with joy and overcome with laughter. And it's such a sign of God working in their life and working in their heart. And so I think it's not only appropriate for joy to be a natural response in church, for laughter to be a natural response in church, it's not only appropriate, but it's actually proof of the presence of God among us. So one of the other lies and wrong beliefs that we want to tackle tonight is that joy is somehow contingent upon our circumstances. We like to call this the destination disease, where I will only be joyful when I buy that house that I want, or when I marry that person that I desire, or when I have a certain amount of money, or when I have a certain level of health in my body, or I'm a certain size and can wear certain clothes, or whatever it is, that somehow we will only experience joy when we get to a certain place in our life. And that couldn't be farther from the truth because we're actually supposed to ride on the current of joy as we're going to our destination. The joy should be part of the journey that propels us in the direction that we are going. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Psalm 16:11, which says that in God's presence is fullness of joy, and at his right hand are pleasures forevermore. And so what I would say is that on the journey that we're on, whatever the path is that we're taking, whatever destination, destiny, or goal that you're looking towards, that God is with us in every step, that he's with us on that path and on that journey. And if he is with us, then there should be fullness of joy. One of my favorite things that Bill Johnson, he's a pastor in Redding, California, says that if you've ever lost joy in your life, you need to look back and see where you've left God. Because he is the source of joy, and he's with us in every moment of every circumstance, no matter how difficult the circumstance may feel that you're facing.
Speaking of those difficult circumstances, often people will say, well, you know, it's inappropriate to be joyful when other people are suffering or having a tough time or they're going through something difficult. But, you know, that's also a lie. Now, hear me. People don't need us lecturing them and telling them, oh, you need to be joyful. Get over it. You know, but they need us. You know, people say, well, you need to weep with those who weep. You know, at the same time, they don't need us to fall into their suffering and what they're going through. They need us to be a source of hope and joy for them to draw on. So when we weep with those who weep, what that really means is that you're there for them, you're present. It doesn't mean that you're lecturing them on one hand and telling them to just get over it, it'll get better, or, you know, some stupid stuff we say when people are in pain. You know, God needed another angel. That's a bunch of crap. You know, stop saying dumb stuff. Keep your mouth shut, you know. But at the same time, we don't need to, you know, sit there and commiserate and agree with and oh yeah, the world does stink and it is horrible and we need to fall in depression with them. No, Weeping with those who weep means you sit with them and you be a carrier of joy and hope, because you know that Jesus is with us no matter what, and he wants to be with them, and he wants to flow through you to bring that to people. One of the best things we can do is be present when people are going through difficult things and carry with us joy and hope. Like in our house, we have a rule. We can't both have a bad day at the same time, because I need to draw on Melissa's strength when I'm having a bad day and vice versa. If we're both having a bad day, we feed off each other, and man, it is so hard to get out of that hole. So it's like, you know what? I'm going to be joyful today, even if you're having a tough day, so I can be that support for you. And it's not lecturing and criticizing because they're having a bad day, and it's not joining in their pity party or they're rightfully suffering, you know, things they're going through. It's being a source of hope for them. We need each other to possess joy, because it leaves us, gives us an inheritance to draw from, gives us something to grab a hold of. You know, and Paul says, let the joy of the Lord be our strength. So we cannot feel guilty for having the strength when other people are weak, because they need us to have that.
So where do we draw that strength? Where do we draw that joy? Where do we draw the hope? Let's talk about Jesus a little bit and what kind of example that Jesus set for us. Hebrews 12:2 says that Jesus is the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus faced one of the most difficult, well, I would probably say the most difficult circumstance in his life, enduring the cross. But the joy that was set before him, the joy of reconciling us to his Father, the joy of relationship with children once again, that joy is what allowed him to endure the journey that was set before him, that has allowed him to endure the cross, the most difficult thing he could have faced. And what a beautiful example he is to us in the midst of our circumstances, no matter how difficult or wonderful they may be. And then I also love in Hebrews chapter 1, where it says that Jesus was anointed with the oil of gladness above all of his companions, basically meaning that Jesus was the happiest guy to hang out with. He was the happiest guy around. He was the guy that you wanted to be with when you needed to feel better. And so we have that source, that living source of joy with us at all times in the person of Jesus.
So yeah, people think that Jesus was like Spock or something. If you close your eyes and I ask you to picture Jesus and he's not smiling, your picture of Jesus, then you're not really picturing Jesus. He is the happiest person ever to have lived and walked this planet, and he is still the most joyful, happy person. Like, he is not worked up about who's going to be president. Donald Trump doesn't scare him. Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders don't scare him. He's okay. He laughs. He's joyful. Jesus is not some kind of emotionless robot being who's just like, you know, hovering around in heaven, pissed off at the world. No, he's in a good mood. He's really happy. He's joyful. And so we need to take our medicine, it says in Proverbs. So one of the best things we can do is get a happy Jesus. When we do that, that's part of taking our medicine. Proverbs 17:21. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. 17:22. In Luke it says, blessed are those who are hungry now, for you should be satisfied. Blessed are those who weep, for you shall laugh. John 15, Jesus says, these things I've spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be full. Jesus wants us to have full joy, fullness of joy. The disciples, they were filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans says that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. So take your medicine. Laugh 3, 4, 5 times a day.
More than that.
You know, more. Kids laugh 400 times a day and adults 40. So I think we need to laugh 10 times more. Ha, 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 he, he, he. You know, I know it seems weird, but I don't have the faith for that. You know what? If we treated loving our neighbor and loving our enemies in the same way as we treated joy, you know, that's a choice. Loving people is a choice. Joy is a choice. Choose joy today. Laugh. Laugh your head off. Quickly, Melissa.
So one of my favorite things is to always kind of research, how does science back up what the Bible says? You know, how does science back up what God is saying to us? And so I just want to share a little bit about how laughter is actually good for your health. Laughter relaxes the whole body. A good hearty laugh relieves physical tension and stress, leaving your muscles relaxed for up to 45 minutes after. And I don't know about you, but I'd say probably close to 100% of us need some relief from tension and stress. I know I do. Laughter actually boosts the immune system, decreases stress hormones, and increases your immune cells, which are infection-fighting antibodies, thus improving your resistance to disease. It sounds like Rick needs some laughter so he can get over this cough. Laughter triggers the release of endorphins, which are the body's natural feel-good chemicals. And endorphins promote an overall sense of well-being. Laughter protects the heart, and laughter increases blood flow, which can protect you against a heart attack and other cardiovascular problems. But beyond just physical health, there's actually a link between laughter and mental health. Like we said, laughter dissolves distressing emotions. But honestly, you can't feel anxious, angry, or sad when you're laughing. And not only does laughter help you relax, but it helps you recharge. It not only reduces stress, but it increases your energy. And most of all, laughter shifts your perspective. Just a basic attitude of joy, of humor, of happiness shifts your perspective. And I'd say that's probably what we need more than anything. It's just changing the way we think, changing our mindset, changing our perspective. So to wrap up tonight, I just want to thank you guys for being with us and for hearing this talk on joy. You can find me, Melissa, at Melissa Joy Wood. Don't you love that? My middle name's Joy. Melissa Joy Wood at Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
And you can catch me at Rick C. Wood at Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook also. You guys are loved and valued. You're included, and Jesus is crazy about you. Good night.
The Living with Fearless Joy segment on the Sade Champagne Radio Show features Rick and Melissa Wood, who run a ministry called Fearless Joy Ministries. Rick and Melissa have a passion to see people free from religion, free from fear, and living lives full of freedom and full of joy. Melissa has authored a book titled Eliminating Fear: How Removing the Fear of God Leads to Removing Fear in Life. If you would like to book Rick and Melissa for any speaking engagements, conferences, or to talk about eliminating fear, you can reach them at the website eliminatingfear.com. Just make sure to go to the Contact Us page where you can get more information and you can communicate with them personally.
You can find Melissa at Melissa Joy Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And you can find Rick at Rick C. Wood at Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And right here on Grind Hard Radio on the Sade Champagne Show.
Welcome back, everyone. Our first interview of the night is with one of my best friends, award-winning Armenian pop star Eleni. She's a professional singer, dancer, choreographer extraordinaire. She's performed at sold-out venues, including the Nokia Theater, Universal City Walk, and Avalon in Hollywood. Eleni's latest record, I Like to Play, is currently being played on LA sports games on ESPN. She has worked with big names like Pink, Kelly Rowland, David Guetta, and Sean Kingston. She has also performed at the American Music Awards, MTV Latin Awards, as well as several Broadway shows in the heart of New York City. She also has her own professional dance company, IDWT and Dance We Trust, and dance studios in Glendale titled Eleni Studios. Hi, Eleni. How you doing tonight?
Hi, Sade. So nice to hear from you.
I know. Congratulations on your engagement.
Thank you so much. You've been so supportive of that, and I really appreciate all your posts and all the congratulating.
Yes. You're welcome. So when is your first off, I'm so excited to have you as a special guest on the Sade Champagne Show.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on your show as well.
So when did your interest first spark in entertainment, and how did you know you wanted this to be your life?
Well, I actually grew up in a very artistic and musical family. So growing up, you know, with a father who was into piano and, you know, just everybody around us was an artist or a dancer. But I really did find the interest that really grew in me more when I started watching Cirque du Soleil shows. So I found that, like, production and stage and all the dancing and everything was so exciting. So it's kind of been around for many, many years since I was 3 years old.
And so what was the process like from when you made that decision to who you are today? Did you start taking lessons, getting mentored? Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, I mean, I was taking local dance studio lessons, you know, in my area, in my community. And then I realized at some point that, you know, I had to open up my horizons to a lot more professional studios and, like, get more experience. So I had to venture out and, you know, just being able to take class and train and then also just try to travel and see how the world is, how the dancing world outside of LA was. And, yeah, so just kind of training and being really dedicated to your craft.
That's so good. And so tell us about a time when you wanted to quit and how did you overcome that moment?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. There's been so many times where, you know, you've had a show or, you know, like you're ready to go on stage or something happens and someone just comes up to you and says, okay, your show is canceled or there's no more time for you. Or and you're like, oh, my God, I've been preparing for so long. And, you know, you put in so much effort and work and time and then something just comes up and happens. And you just have to, you know, keep your head up high and keep going because you know that there's something better out there for you and just never give up, you know. You can't just, like, you know, focus on one issue that happened. You got to keep going and not let anything get in your way, you know.
One of the things, well, two of the things I think are really cool about you is how you have your hands in a lot of different things. You know, like you are an entrepreneur as well. And so you don't only, you know, wait for opportunities. You help to create opportunities for others. And I love being able to see how you've transformed over the years through your performing. And you're such a classy woman, but you're still very sexy as well. And I think you've been able to find that great balance. Yeah, you've been able to find that great balance with being, like, you know, with being sexy but also showing sophistication, which I think is so cool.
Yes, I like to keep it sexy but also keep it classy and, you know, be a role model and be an inspiration for other young girls or aspiring artists, you know. It's very important to set the right image out there, you know. So I really appreciate that. I'm glad that is what you feel when you think of the Eleni brand.
I definitely do. So what is the biggest dream you have for your career in music?
You know, I think a few years ago I would have probably given you a completely different answer and told you, you know, I have to do so many, I have to hit a list of things that will consider, you know, success. But nowadays I feel like just doing what you love and being able to accomplish some of the things on your list and actually doing those things correctly or doing those things well, I think that's more important for me. So if I have on my list, you know, I want to do an album, I want to do great hits, songs, record, I want to do a concert. If there's all these things that I've lined up before in my mind and I want to make sure that I, you know, have any success with that, that is what is most important for me and that is already success. Right there. So it's not specific things anymore, like, oh, I have to, you know, get signed to this person or that person, or there's not specific details anymore, but it's more about an overall picture. If you can do a few of the things that were on your list and do them well and accomplish it, then I think that is where, you know, my dreams will take me, is all the little things that I've been dreaming of, just to make a few of them happen and be happy with it, you know.
That's so good. Yeah, that's good. You can tell, I would call that maturity, you know what I mean, maturity, wisdom, and growth, because most people, they only have one set view of how things can be. They become disappointed and discouraged when it doesn't look like what they expect, but, you know, like you always tell me, one of the cool things you always tell me is if we don't allow ourselves to be open to what, you know, what God has for us, we can miss out on some great things, and we just only have, like, this set focus of how it can happen. So I feel like that's a very wise you know, perspective that you have, and that because of that, I see you being someone who not only is your career going to continue to grow, but you're going to be sustained, you know, like as the doors are continuing to open for you, as you're continuing to travel and do the things you love, you're not going to get caught up in the glitz and the glamour. You're going to stay sustained and you're going to stay, you know, down to earth. So I think that's really cool.
Absolutely. You know, you have to create these opportunities, but you also have to take back a moment and just realize, like, you know, all the things you are doing is already successful. So, you know, we can have a list of all our dreams, but it's just a matter of, you know, what we focus on and create and keep going, you know?
Yeah, and being, like you said, excellent at those particular things. So that's really good.
Yeah.
You don't want to just do some, you know, a lot of things all right, but you want to excel and give your very all. So that's so true. I love that.
And if there's one thing you can do, and it's just that one thing that can inspire somebody, or that one thing that you did or said or performance or anything that you once did, you know, has an impact on somebody's life, then you're already doing something successful, you know?
That's good. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
Oh, wow. Well, you know, the thing about confidence just comes from knowing that you've been working on your craft for so long, and you know that you're doing well. You know, you have faith in yourself that you're a good performer or that you have some talent. So I always just say, you know, there's always better out there, and there's always all these things you can put yourself down with and say, you know, to give up. But I think that the confidence just comes from within. I always just like to smile at anybody who likes my performance, who doesn't like my performance or my music or anything for that matter, and just keep your head up high and always walk, you know, with confidence, but also be humble and, you know, keep going no matter what anybody tells you. People will always say something, you know?
So that's really true. So tell us about your current projects and what you're working on. I know you sent me some amazing things, so please share those with our listeners. I saw you were with pictures, too, with the LA Clippers dancers, so just share with us all that yummy stuff.
Yes, exactly. It's been pretty awesome the last month or so. I'm actually shooting a scene for my music video tonight. It's my first music video. Yes, I'm shooting my first music video for my brand-new song called Rush. And it's just an independent music video I'm shooting, and and it features the four Clippers, LA Clippers dancers, who are so amazing. Yes, they're so talented, and it was such a great time shooting that scene with them. So that's going to be my next project that's going to be coming out on April 10th, which is the first time I'm announcing anything on your show, which is exciting.
We got an exclusive on the Sade Champagne show from Armenian pop star, award-winning pop star, Eleni.
Thank you. And then, you know, I'm going to be releasing some brand new music this summer, 2016. So look out for all my music. And it's so amazing that I get to do all my music with my fiancé, Alex Gabrielian, and he goes by Pistols and Pints, and he has his own music, but he's also doing all of my music, which is awesome. And actually, he's been working on the entire soundtrack for a brand new movie and documentary with other artists and myself, and so my song Rush is actually featured in this movie called 7 Miles of Paradise. And it it features a professional surfer, and her name is Anastasia Ashley. So I have a few things going on, and I hope you know, you can tune in and be updated with all my craziness going on here.
Yes. So before we get ready to play your new song, Rush, and I'm going to have you introduce it, tell people where they can follow you and stay updated with your incredible career.
Oh, thank you. Well, everybody can find me on my website, eleniofficial.com. That's E-L-L-E-N-I-E, official.com. And everything else is pretty much Twitter, Instagram, SoundCloud, YouTube, everything at eleniofficial. And I also have a brand new page for some of the dancers, Eleni Dancers. It's at Eleni Dancers, and you can kind of see all the behind-the-scenes footage and videos of everything that we're working on behind the scenes. So pretty cool. And yeah, find me on social media. Find me anywhere. Write me. I'd love to hear from you. And that is all.
Yes. Oh, and everyone who is in the LA County area and you love performing, you love dancing, you love taking classes, I encourage you to go to Eleni Studios and also to her family's music school, and you can 5-star dance and music academy, because I'm telling you, not only do they give incredible lessons, not only are they helpful, but they all actually create opportunities for you to live your dreams. And that's huge, because most places they just take your money and they give you classes, you know, but Eleni's family not only gives you classes, but they create opportunities for you to perform. She's always doing music videos, like she said, performances, you know, shows, things that are coming up, shoots that she's looking for dancers and performers for, and her family as well. So you can have the opportunity to do that while taking classes. So I encourage you guys to check out Eleni Studios and also 5-Star Music and Dance Academy. So Eleni, introduce your new song, Rush, so we can play it. And
thank you. That was so nice what you said about our academy. I appreciate that.
I meant everywhere.
So, yes, of course. So here's my new single. It's called Rush, and it's produced by Pistols and Pints, and I hope you enjoy it.
Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
I wanted you, but I was with somebody. Hi, my name is Veronica Esquivel-Winters, and I'm the founder of Homegrown Juicery. At Homegrown Juicery, our passion is to provide you with the best quality organic, raw, cold-pressed juice. We are proud to say that our juices are always 100% organic and raw. Visit us on Instagram and Facebook under Homegrown Juicery to find us at a farmer's market near you. We are Homegrown Juicery, and we are keeping it real. This is Veronica Esquivel-Winters from the Wellness Made Simple segment, and thank you for listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. Our next interview we have, our next special guest interview, is with another one of my best friends, Adam Whittington. He's a singer, songwriter, musician, producer, dancer, and performer from Michigan. He has used his talent to promote anti-bullying by touring across Western United States and throughout many parts of California. Some of his biggest performances include the Mall of America in Minneapolis, Minnesota, 95.9 KISS FM SummerSlam 2012 with Colby Adonis, and 2013 with Anoop Desai, MKTO, Jake Miller, and Jessica Sanchez in Appleton, Wisconsin. He has countless performances under his belt, chart-topping music, and currently is having his new music featured on Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris Jackson's new movie trailer photo shoot for London Bridge and the Three Keys, and his music is already released in a movie, Hello Herman. Not to mention, he was awarded as the first ever Songs of Hope recipient for my first annual Dare to Dream Music Festival, and I actually created the honor just for him and for another dear friend of mine, Chloe Jordash. Let's bring him into the show, Adam Whittington. How you doing, Adam?
Sade. Well, thank you for that introduction. That was really nice of you.
I'm just keeping it real, you know?
Yeah, as we always do.
Exactly. I'm so glad to have you as a special guest on the Sade Champagne Show tonight.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be on this show. When you asked me, I was excited to be on this show, so it's an honor to be here.
Adam is one of my best friends, and we have the best time together. Like, we just laugh at everything. We go into deep chats. We just have a ball. And I am ecstatic to announce to you guys, if you don't know already, he's officially in California, based here now, and I couldn't be more thrilled, because that means he's going to be doing more Power Dream tour dates. That means you guys will be seeing him more. This Michigan boy is really a California guy at heart.
Exactly. I'm a Cali boy. I love Michigan, but, you know, I'm in Cali now too, so I have both homes now.
Exactly. So how do you feel, though, like, now being in California?
Well, I love being here. The weather's definitely a lot better than back home. I'm not the biggest fan of snow, but I've definitely been having a hard time with my family and friends and stuff. But it's an interesting transition. You got the good and you got the bad, but I'm definitely out here happy pursuing my dreams and being in the nice weather. But, you know, there's always a part of me that will be back home too.
That's true. So when did your interest first spark in entertainment, music, performing, and how did you know you wanted this to be your life? Obviously, it means a lot to you for you to pack up and move from Michigan to California.
Yeah. So when I was just a wee tot, I guess, you know, music was always my interest. I used to sing around the house, and, you know, my grandma and I would play, like, drums on the pots and stuff when I was really little and stuff. And then it just kind of progressed more and more as I got older. I was homeschooled for most of my life, but then I ended up going to public school for a little while and was in band and choir. And I would definitely say that's when, you know, my interest sparked more. And I was kind of like, oh, this is something that I could do. And, you know, throughout my teenage years and as I got older, I just realized more, you know, I was involved in church. I did, you know, a lot of music in that. And then I just started to kind of do it on my own. And probably around 15 or 16, I started to work on my first CD called Adam Whittington to You. It was just kind of some songs that I was writing at home when I was going through some things in my life and stuff. And I ended up producing the CD in my bedroom and just kind of like, hey, you know what, let's just try and release it. So I released it in my local area of Ishpeming, Michigan. And, you know, ended up doing really well, actually. I was really, really happy with the results. I teamed up with another local artist at the time in the area, and her and I would go around touring and performing in different places, and we got really great feedback. And it just kind of ended up snowballing from there, you know, and ended up providing opportunities for me to go to New York and then head out to Los Angeles. And then, you know, now it's just kind of snowballing from there, I guess. So it just,
and it
was just kind of a build-up experience, you know.
Right. And see, a lot of people don't know this, but you're self-taught at playing many instruments and producing your own music. You know, like you play the guitar, you play the piano, you play the drums. Am I missing anything?
I don't know. I can't play the accordion yet. Trumpet. I know how to play the trumpet.
So, yeah, so you play the four different instruments and you produce your own music, and that's all self-taught, you know, which means obviously that it was a gifting that you had in you, but you have studied it over the years. So,
that would be
my next question, or for you to go into is, did you start taking lessons, or you've always only been self-taught and you maybe just took lessons to learn a few basics?
Yeah, so my mom used to tell me when I was younger that I used to just sit on the piano and start playing, like when I was just like, I don't know, probably 4, 5, 6, and she would just be like, this isn't normal for a kid to be able to just sit down and play the piano like that.
Wow.
So, she was kind of like, okay, you need to, you know, pursue this. And she really encouraged me into continuing to play the piano. So then I ended up taking some piano lessons for about a year, which I really enjoyed. I had a great teacher. And then ended up stopping those and then just continued to kind of pursue it on my own and teach myself as well. And the same thing goes with guitar. I picked that up a little bit later on, but then I had a good friend of mine who would show me, you know, how to play different chords, how to play different things. But then after that, I kind of just continued to pursue that myself. So it was it was just a lot of self-taught, a lot of dedication, a lot of YouTube videos when YouTube was out.
Right.
You know, so.
Yes. A lot of people have graduated from Google and YouTube University.
Exactly. Exactly. It's one of the best things out there right now. It's so amazing. We live in a time with all this technology, and we're able to just look up anything that we need to, and it's right there.
Yeah, I think what's cool, though, is that even though we have all these things, you know, at our disposal, we still also come from a time and just the kind of artists that and, you know, and entertainers that we are, that we still put a lot of work into it, too. We still put a lot of the DIY, the grassroots styles. We don't just take it, you know, only just try to intake it, you know, because a lot of ways nowadays people have, like you said, access to all those things, but sometimes they take it for granted, you know what I mean? So I feel like we come from a little bit of a different time where we do use those things and we appreciate it, but we still believe in that every day, put your 100% all into it, you move forward into it, you reach out and do it, you know?
Yes, no, definitely. I agree with that. I mean, people don't know the amount of hours and times and days and nights that, you know, all-nighters that you're sitting and working out a song or learning to perfect a certain chord progression or just your music in general. You know, there's a lot of behind the scenes that people don't realize that, you know, the blood, sweat, and tears that go into making, you know, a song or learning an instrument or just writing in general. You know, the you're like, oh, yeah, that's nice, he made a song. Yeah. It's like, no, you don't understand how much work it actually goes into.
Exactly. You're like, don't just say it like that.
Right? Like, it's not just a song.
Exactly. So tell us about a time when you wanted to quit, and how did you overcome that moment?
A time wanting to quit. Well, there's definitely been a few times throughout my career, you know, where I've definitely gone through some hard times and just kind of wanted to give up. I would definitely say when I first moved out to Los Angeles originally, it was a really overwhelming experience. You know, I was a small town kid from a town of, I don't know, like 6,000 people. And then moving out to a city with millions of people and getting involved in the industry was definitely an overwhelming experience for me. And, you know, going to auditions all the time and going to rehearsals and touring all the time and, you know, barely sleeping, being stuck in traffic for 5 hours, trying to make my auditions, you know, I would definitely say during that time, it was, you know, I was like, why am I here? What am I doing? And, you know, thankfully I had such an amazing family and friend group and, you know, God in my life that it helped me overcome that and realize, you know, kind of put me back on track. Like, you know, if this is your dream, this is your passion, you need to pursue it and follow it. And, you know, sure enough, sticking to it and working hard on it ended up providing some amazing opportunities. Yeah, there was some hardships and some definite, you know, difficult times for me. But throughout all that, you know, working with anything, you know, you have to put hard work in to get results. And working hard definitely ended up, you know, providing results that I wanted. So it was definitely thanks to my, you know, my wonderful family, my mother, she's been amazing, you know. And
yay, shout out to you, Teresa.
Yeah, right. Hi, Mom, love you. But it was just a lot of that, you know. Without them, I definitely wouldn't have been able to continue to do that, because it's stressful. You have to surround yourself with positive people and people mm-hmm. with a similar mindset of you that has, you know, goal-oriented, follow your dreams, you know, because if you surround yourself with toxic people and negative people, it's going to bring you down. So it's all about the mm-hmm. people you choose to surround yourself with.
mm-hmm. That's really, really good. You guys notice throughout our show and different episodes to all our listeners that a lot of my guests say very similar things, you know, and obviously there's a truth to it, that the company we surround ourselves with is really huge. Obviously, you can't always determine that choice, because there's going to be times when you're around people who are stressful, you know, people who are negative and discouraging, but limit your time with them, you know, and then there might be some times where you might have to end that relationship, at least physically, you know, may not be able to be around that person in order to protect your sanity and peace. So I think that's huge what Adam is sharing, and it's literally, like I said, something that we hear every single week on the show. And so with going into that, Adam, how do you stay confident while working in industries that have been known to tear people down?
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, I would say at first it was a struggle to kind of do that, you know, because like you said, they tear you down, they nitpick at every little mm-hmm. thing, you know, and I just think mm-hmm. removing yourself from situations and definitely having your own personal time is very important, you know, removing yourself and mm-hmm. like after you're done with the day, rather than stressing out about that, just coming home and relaxing, doing mm-hmm. something you love to do, you got to find, you know, your outlet. So for me, working out mm-hmm. is an amazing mm-hmm. outlet for me, you know, I go into the gym, mm-hmm. getting that stress out, mm-hmm. you know, punching the punching bag or something, you know, running, just done that's yeah. really important, you know, obviously, having good friends and family and people surrounded by you when you come home, able to, you know, express yourself and talk about situations and, mm-hmm. You know, just communicate with people and get feedback and advice to deal with something that you're going to is very important for me too. So,
right. That's really good. And what is the biggest dream that you have for your career or music?
My biggest dream, let's see, there's a few of them.
Sure, go ahead.
My biggest dream is, you know, ever since I started music, I've just always wanted to make a positive impact in people's lives and be able to, you know, change people's lives through mm-hmm. my music. You know, I don't look at music as just like, oh, it's a song, but I look at it something like a tool to be able to communicate, you know, how I feel with people
right.
or to be able to change somebody's mood or be able to change somebody's life just through, you know, a simple melody or a simple song. So I definitely
right.
say that my goal is to be able to affect people in a positive way through my music,
mm-hmm.
create, you know, when somebody listens to a song, I want them to listen to it, you know, to be able to change their whole mood around. So I think for my music,
right.
being able to tour and have people hear it on the radio, and which I've been fortunate mm-hmm. enough to do a little bit right now, and, you know, I have gotten some
mm-hmm.
positive feedback as far as that goes,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I'm on the radio right now, which is, you know, a blessing
yeah.
right here. So
mm-hmm.
I definitely think that my music making a positive impact in people's lives has been my biggest dream for mm-hmm. sure.
That's so cool. And so I would like for you to tell us about your current projects and what you're working on.
Yeah, definitely. So I've been working a lot on new music. I've been writing a lot. I have my own
mm-hmm.
studio set up right now out here in California.
Go
when I moved out. yeah, so I was really happy about that. I got all my software. I got a nice new setup. So I've been working on a lot of new demos, writing a lot, trying to just figure out the sound that I want to go for now. I've been taking this, you know, last kind of couple years, maybe year or two, to just really determine kind of what direction I wanted to go with my music now, kind of what sound I wanted to go to, lyrics. I've been being more picky lately. And I'm a perfectionist,
uh-huh.
which is bad. So I'll spend, like, so long on a song, and people are like, oh, that sounds great. That's fine. What's wrong with it? I'm like, no, it needs this. But I've just... you know, but I've just been working a lot on new stuff and just trying to perfect it and make sure, you know, when I do release some new music that it's exactly what lyrically I want, the melody, just everything to the point that I want it. Now I want to make it the best that I can.
Mm-hmm. And that's the way to do it, you know, because then once again, you protect your sanity, you continue to be who you truly are, and that way people can love you or not love you for who you really are, but not for who you're not, if that makes sense.
Exactly. No, exactly. I feel like it's really important that, you know, regardless of what you do, that you'll be able to stand by your product or your song or by whatever it is that you do. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be able to release something out there and feel proud of it and be able to stand by it with 100% confidence. Like, no, this is mine. I love it. And, you know, regardless of what people say about it, but I'm confident with how it sounds and how it is. So
That's so good. So where can people follow you and stay updated with your thrilling career?
Well, they can check me out on Facebook, which will be facebook.com/AdamWhittingtonMusic. You can follow me on Twitter at Adam Whittington. I believe that I'm on Instagram, which is Adam Whittington Music as well. So, and if you search me in Google, I should come up too. So.
Yes, and make sure you guys follow his YouTube channel as well. He has some of the most beautiful covers I have ever heard. You guys don't even know what you're about to get yourself into, but make sure you check it out.
Oh, thank you, Shade.
Just type in Adam Whittington and his channel will come up. And I know you guys may say, well, you say this about all your guests. I'm right. I only have people on the show if I really believe in it and if I really love it. So, Adam, we are going to have you introduce your Songs of Hope honored record, Dare to Dream. And we want to play that for our listeners. You know, this is one of my favorite records in the world. I'll be listening to this when I'm 95 years old. I'll be like, you remember that hit song that you had? Play it for me, Adam. And then you'll sing it. You'll perform it for me.
I know. Every performance, every show I do, you're like, we got to do Dare to Dream. I'm like, yes, for sure. Very cool. So, this next track, Dare to Dream, is a song that I wrote when I was in Los Angeles. I was just in my hotel room, and I was kind of like, hey, you know, I want to write something, you know, positive. I want to write something about following your dreams. And I started to play some chords on my guitar and just started to write it and ended up unfolding. And then I got in the studio with a producer I was working with, Sean Alexander, who's an amazing guy, an amazing producer. And we just started to work on the track together. And it just ended up unfolding to be, you know, Dare to Dream. And, you know, it's like, dare to dream, nobody can stop you. You know, this is your time, this is your night. You know, it's just a lot of lyrics saying, you know, follow your dreams, pursue it, go for it. So that's what Dare to Dream's about. And that's, you know, the message and the feeling I hope people take from it. So.
So you guys heard it here. This is Adam Whittington's Dare to Dream. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio.
Give up. Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular, charitable, and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's spelled sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
You're now tuned in to the Sade Champagne Show. Brought to you by Grind Hard Radio.
The Sade Champagne Show.
Every Wednesday from 6 p.m. to 7:30. We live. Celebrity guest interviews, segments on health, wellness, fashion, entrepreneurship, spirituality, and more. Sade Champagne Show.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. As we wrap up tonight's episode of the Sade Champagne Show, I want to say thank you to Grindhard Radio for the opportunity to create my own radio show. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my theme song and Scott Swish for mixing the song. Thanks to my guests, Lacey Kay, Eleni, and Adam Whittington. Thanks to my castmates, Lisa Leewald, Rick and Melissa Wood. Next week, our special guests are award-winning best-selling author Rachel Thompson from my Who Wrote That segment and award-winning musical artist and performer Nyara Collins for my new artist spotlight segment. Also, we have a new What's Going On segment with Christina Renee and the cast and a Wellness Made Simple with Veronica segment and Tan Candy Style segment with Tanya Chisholm. She will be answering a few of your fashion and style questions on air live after her segment. It's going to be another fun, encouraging, and stellar show. Our final song of the night is Eleni, Play in L.A. I am so thankful to everyone for all your and how you guys just hang in there with me every single week and cheer me on, and I love to cheer you on. Thanks for listening to the Sade Champagne Show, and see you next Wednesday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Time right here on Grind Hard Radio.
When the lights go down and the speakers bang loud, when the lights go down, our heads go round and the speakers bang loud, bang loud. I like to play in LA. We'll be right back.
Releasing the stress, we were born to shine.